Organizers of the Jefferson County Memorial Project will release findings today on 30 lynching victims in the county. That's a small fraction of the thousands of African Americans lynched across the South. Now the Grassroots Coalition wants to bring a lynching memorial to Birmingham to remember those victims. The display would come from the National Memorial for Peace and Justice in Montgomery. WBHM's Janae Pierre reports.
T. Marie King is a self-described history buff. She remembers the day she first visited the Equal Justice Initiative's lynching memorial this past winter. She read every placard. Then she came across jars full of soil from lynching sites around the state.
So I took my time reading the jars, and when I came on the other side to see his name, Ed Bracey, it was like, whoa, hold up. That's my family. I'm a descendant from this person.
Bracey was King's great uncle. He was murdered in 1935 in Lowndes County for encouraging blacks to vote during the Jim Crow era. She says her discovery that day is exactly why this memorial is necessary.
We want people to understand we have a history here in Jefferson County, but also in the South that we have to reckon with. And so we want to make sure that people understand that we have to accept our full history of what we've been through here.
The Jefferson County Memorial Project wants to put that history on display through a monument provided by the Equal Justice Initiative. EJI has markers for every county in the South where they have documented racial terror lynchings. Abigail Schneider is the director of the Jefferson County Memorial Project.
We think it's important not only to bring the monument back, but really use it to spark a larger public discussion about the history of racial violence within Jefferson County and also the legacies of racial injustice that still exist today.
More than two dozen Birmingham area college students have spent months researching the history and descendants of the county's lynching victims. Madeline Cantu, a senior at UAB, is one of those researchers. She says learning the stories behind the county's lynchings have been powerful.
I understood on paper about slavery and what people in Alabama went through, but this definitely opened my eyes to exactly how traumatic it was and why it's important to address it.
Lynchings were a way to control and terrorize black Americans into submission after slavery and the Civil War. Some were lynched over criminal accusations that were often false. Cantu's assignment was to research Lewis Houston. His lynching was the first on record in Jefferson County back in 1883. Houston was anywhere from 16 to 20 years old, and he lived in Clanton.
There was an allegation that he went and tried to rape a white woman, and it ultimately ended up with a lynch mob chasing after him.
They dragged Houston from the jail on 4th Avenue North to what is now Lynn Park in downtown Birmingham and lynched him there. Many community members say that's the ideal spot for Jefferson County's lynching memorial. Schneider, with the Jefferson County Memorial Project, agrees.
It is the park that sits between Jefferson County Courthouse as well as City Hall and really reminds these two important public institutions to never let such acts of racial terror happen again.
The Jefferson County Memorial Project is still underway, but officials say it's coming along quickly. Organizers hope to have it finished by this summer. Janae Pierre, WBHM.